A domain dies and the industry discovers it cannot agree on the word role. The .name top-level domain is being terminated, announced by Neil Fraser at Neil Fraser. Name, a grimly appropriate venue. Launched in 2002 as a personal namespace where individuals could register first. Last. Name addresses .name never achieved mass adoption but built a loyal user base. The HN thread generated 468 comments, a large response relative to the domain's actual footprint, reflecting how many people are affected or simply sympathetic. Terminating a TLD is categorically different from shutting down a website. These domain names are embedded in email addresses, SSL certificates, deep links, academic papers, and professional profiles accumulated over two decades, with no clean redirect path. The incident has prompted serious HN discussion about ICANN governance of TLD lifecycles, specifically, whether the process for handling a registry's exit is robust enough to protect the people who built professional infrastructure on those names. The argument that registrants accepted the risk when choosing a less common TLD is technically defensible, but offers thin operational comfort. A separate but conceptually related piece, an ID Pro article on authorization terminology, received a modest but engaged HN response. Its central argument, industry use of terms like authorization, permissions, entitlements, access control, and policies has grown so inconsistent across systems and organizations that engineers building distributed authorization systems routinely talk past each other, creating security gaps in the process. The article's concrete example is illustrative. Two teams at the same company building different microservices may each use the word role, one meaning a static permission set assigned at account creation, the other meaning a dynamic context-dependent capability evaluated at request time. When those services need to interoperate, the mismatch is invisible until something breaks in production. A related HN discussion examined C++ move semantics, specifically, contexts where move semantics activate automatically without an explicit STD, move call. The underlying theme across all three discussions is the same. Accumulated technical imprecision, in vocabulary, in domain infrastructure, in language semantics, creates a category of systems debt that is harder to measure than code debt but potentially more damaging, surfacing in security incidents and integration failures that get attributed to implementation errors when. The 60-comment thread mixed appreciation from developers unaware of these cases with concern from those who realized their code may have been relying on the behavior without understanding it. The root cause is conceptual.